Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would love to thank you, outdoor servers. This morning, you see like two candles over here. They're perfect size for candles. So thank you both of you a lot. Yeah, hanging there. Okay, we need you. Thank you so much, both of you and all four of you. Do you remember Father Regan last week? Father Regan, he was here last week. If you don't know him, he was here last week for the fundraising for his diocese in India. So he's Indian priest, and he was here for the whole weekend last week to do his appeal at our parish. So after Saturday Mass, I took him out for dinner, and I told him that, hey, Father Regan, let's see the Colorado food and California food. Which one is better? He lives in India and in California. He served in California, so he was here for a weekend only. So I took him out, and then driving him from here to the restaurant was a suffering for me because he did not understand my accent. So. I did not understand his accents as well. So we both suffering like in the car. But so after the dinner, I asked him, hey, Father Regan, which one is better? Colorado food and then California food, which one is better? And he told me that, like, California food is better than Colorado. And then like, okay, give me a second chance for you, okay? Give me a second chance to work on you. So I took him out, hey, do you like ice cream? And then he said, yes, I love ice cream. Father Anthony, I love ice cream. So I took him out for ice cream. I went to DQ, like a Dairy Queen ice cream. So I took him over there. And then, hey, Father Regan, you can choose whatever you want. And then he chose ice cream. So, and he ate, and then he looked so happy. He looked so happy. And then I asked him, Father Regan, hey, Father Regan, Colorado food and then California food, which one is better? And then he told me that, Father Anthony, now is Colorado food is better now. It's just like a DQ, but he loves ice creams. So, but that is Father Regan. I hope you can help him a little bit with his diocese in India. But back to the homily today, okay? Homily today, first of all, Father Greg invites you to read the first chapter of a book of Timothy for this week. He invites you all to read and then to reflect on that, especially for the whole month of October as well. It's so special that every week we have each chapter in the book of Timothy. So I would love you to read it this weekend, okay? The second book of Timothy, the second letter of the Timothy, the first chapter for this week. That's from Father Greg. And then we'd love you all to learn, to study, to reflect with us this week. And also, I have to keep the homily short today because in the end of Mass, we have a couple of things for you all as well. So I know that you love a long homily, but I'm so sorry today. You cannot have a long homily today. So, but I still keep like 3 points from my homily today, okay? First of all, we talk about faith for this weekend. The apostles came to Jesus and asked, Jesus, increase our faith. So the whole topic will be on faith. 3 points for you all today. First of all, faith as a gift. The second, faith, it is a relationship. And the last one, Mary as a model of our faith. The first one, faith as a gift. As you know that whenever we receive the baptism, we received the gift of faith. Faith, God, He gave that faith into your soul. He planted. He gave that. You are given the gift of faith. And then now He depends on you to grow that gift in your soul. You can say no to God, or you can say yes to God. It depends on you. God, He gives you your will to say no to Him. God also gives you your will to say yes to Him. But He's waiting into your soul. He's waiting in the church. He's waiting in the Eucharist. He's always waiting. He's so patient, waiting for you all the time. And this, brother, sister, I think faith needs to live out. It must be lived out because faith we cannot keep for ourselves. Faith is easy to live in the church, but it is harder to live in Target or in Walmart. Why? Faith, maybe we all over here, we have faith, we live our faith, we love each other, but we don't like each other at the parking lot. But no, you need to live the faith in the church and in the parking lot. You need to live your faith in the church and at the Target, at the Walmart, or whenever you go, in your home. You have to be the same. Why we have so easy to have a smile or laughing, or we have a hard time to drive if someone cut it off? Why is that? Faith should be the same. I would love you to think about that this week, because faith needs to live out. We need to live the faith out there. The second will be faith. Faith is not a bunch of like teachings. Hey, Catholic faith, we have to believe, we have to. I don't think so. Of course, yes. However, more than that, Catholic faith is more than like a relationship with God Himself. Faith, the word faith, can be misunderstanding a lot. Because whenever we think about faith, we think like, okay, now I have to follow that. And brother, sister, faith for me is more like a trust. When you trust someone, even you don't understand, but you continue hoping them. Like a child, like your children. Maybe they don't understand about the society. Maybe they don't understand you. Your child, your babies, they have no idea about you at all. But they still hold in your hands. They still trust in you. Whenever you say no to them, you say yes to them, they follow you. Even they don't get it. I think that is a faith, because they base on the relationship between you and them. They trust them completely. Even they don't care about what food do they eat, what toys do they have today, what school do they go today. But they go home, they see you, and they trust you. Because they know that even out there, I can trust my mom and my dad completely. Because I know that that person gives me the best. Even I don't understand. I think same thing with God. Sometimes we don't understand our future because we don't. And then we never know the future. But we know that there is a God, a merciful and powerful God, can give me the good things in the future. So because I trust in Him, faith is more something like that. Faith is more something like I can put my future, my hope in that one. In the one who can help me, who can protect me. Faith for me is more than like the relationship between God Himself and you and us. Something you can think about, okay? The last point from my homily today, Mary as a model of our faith. Today is October, is a month of Rosary. Do you know that? I hope you know that. If you don't know that, now you know. October is the month of Rosary, okay? So Our Lady have 2 months, May and October. May is the month of Mary, and October is the month of Rosary. Mary as a model of our faith. Why? Do you remember the Gospel of Luke tells us about the Annunciation? When Gabriel appeared to Our Lady. Our Lady was a young girl, okay? Blessed Virgin Mary, she was so young, maybe 16, maybe 17 years old girl. She dedicated herself in the convent. You can imagine like a young girl discerning to be a nun. You can imagine that. And then she, while she was living in the temple, she was discerning her life. Gabriel, the angel, appeared to her and said, no, Mary, you will be a mom. And then Mary is, what do you mean, God? What do you mean, angel? I am discerning to be a nun, to live with you, to dedicate my life to you for the rest of my life. And now you are asking me to marry someone. The angel said, Mary, full of grace, hell full of grace. And then Mary, you know the story. The thing is, the question for you, did Mary understand fully the incarnation? No. She guessed it. She got it a little bit. But she did not understand the whole fully the incarnation theology at that time. 16 years old girl, she cannot understand fully fully the mystery about the incarnation. She didn't understand. But in the end, she says, yes, let it be done. Brother, sister, sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we don't get it at all. Why I have a cancer? Why my children died? Why suffering is out there? Sometimes we don't get it. You never get it. You never get it about the sufferings that people have. I have a funeral for the 3-year-old boy. Do I get it? No. Does the mom get it? Why my son died? No, I did not understand at all. But that is the thing. We don't get it. Our Lady never gets it. Of course, at that time. But now she gets it, of course. But at that time, even she don't get it. She didn't get it. But she still, yes, I believe in you. I trust you. I'll do whatever, the fiat. Brother, sister, she's a model of our faith because she trusts. She believes. She knows that there's a good God out there. Maybe pray for that gift. Pray for the gift of faith that we can receive and we can trust our future in God. That's all I have for you all for this week. Faith as a gift. And faith, you need to live your faith. You cannot live only the faith in the church, but you have to live your faith out there in your family. And the last one, October is the month of Our Lady of Rosary. I would love you to say Hail Mary every day, if you can. I would love you to remember Our Lady because she's a model of our faith. She doesn't get it. She don't understand. She doesn't understand. But she still say yes to God. That's our model.